Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Friday. Jeff Fitz is in. We're going to be talking about stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. Stuff going on in the Metro because he is the managing editor, ladies and gentlemen, of City View Magazine. You guys have probably heard about that. It's Central Iowa's independent news magazine. Something like that, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I would expect a raise. Come on. All right.
We have a lot of great writers. They do a great job.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of great writers writing a lot of.
And you edit.
Yeah.
So you're kind of the, you make sure there's no.
Write and edit, yep.
Issues.
Try to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever get stumped? Ever get.
Oh, yeah.
Let stuff go by?
Inevitable.
You know, yesterday, or this last week was Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
And so I was with my congregation in Mason City, and I'd never seen it before. We used the same prayer book. I've used the same prayer book for 20-some years, okay? And there was a typo. There was I've never seen it before. Hmm. It said something about .22. It had an extra T-O in there.
Hmm.
Yeah, so the editors clearly missed that. Anyway, those editors.
Hate them.
No, we love them. We love the editors. It keeps us sane. All right, what do you got? What's going on?
First things first. There's something about Friday Night Football that's
it's fun.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with anything we're talking
but
about.
But it's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Simpson
Cubs. Unless you get upset at a referee, then you get arrested for harassment and go to the Polk County Irons Hotel.
You don't want that.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Yikes.
Do you know what he did?
Yeah, he was upset. There was a helmet-on-helmet hit. His son happened to be hit with another guy. He was a quarterback, I think, of another team. And
Yeah,
so he went out and he, quote-unquote, harassed the official who didn't call a call.
Right.
And so now he's languishing, or was languishing, in the Irons Hotel. Yeah, I know.
It's tough. For those that don't know, this happened at Valley Stadium.
Right.
Dowling versus Lincoln, I think.
I think it was.
Yeah. Man.
I know.
I'd hate to be a referee. That's a tough gig.
I have a friend that's a referee.
Yeah.
Yeah. His, by the way, if you want to bug him on Twitter, it's Milo Zebra.
M-I-L-O harassment.
Zebra. You can go ahead and, yeah. Good guy.
You're just inviting harassment.
I am. Why? Yeah. That, now I'll
no one ever says anything nice to a referee.
Well, yeah, but he's a nice guy. The Milo Zebra, ladies and gentlemen.
Iowa Wild play tonight.
Go Wild.
And Saturday night.
All right.
Against the Texas Stars. How do you feel about the Texas Stars?
You know, the Texas Stars, I hate them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you know why? You know why?
Why is that?
Because they at one time were the Iowa Stars.
That's right.
And then they picked up their tuchus and they went down to Texas. And I don't like Texas either. But anyway, they went down to Texas. Mm-hmm. And it's like a double whammy. Hate them. Hate them.
Well, they're back.
Yeah, right.
Playing the Iowa Wild, 7 p.m. Friday night tonight and Saturday night.
Got it.
Also this weekend, Madison County Covered Bridge Festival. Celebrating 50 years.
50 years.
Yep. Of the festival.
Oh, yeah.
The bridges
are old.
Twice that old.
Yeah.
Some of them. Yeah. Although they just redid one and they'll be commemorating that.
Yeah, somebody burned one down or something. That was
I think a few of them have been burned down, or a couple anyway, but. Jeez. Yeah, they got them back online.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Covered Bridge.
And then there's a whole slate of
stuff.
Events. Yeah.
Yes.
Including a parade.
A parade?
Oh, I see you perked up at the parade.
There you go.
You love a good parade.
I love a good parade. You should call my friend Joe Sestek. He loves parades.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. He's a presidential candidate. He loves walking parade. I've never seen anything like this guy before in my life. I mean, he's just a machine.
Machine. Let's see. How about this one? A Victorian funeral.
Really?
Living History Farms.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they take you back to an 1875 funeral and what it was like.
Yikes.
Different than
that. That's a bit macabre.
They did a celebration of the person's life.
No, they, well, they do that now.
Well.
Don't they? But you know what they did that was really weird?
What's that?
Back in the day, during this time period, they would make hair wreaths with the deceased hair.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they would proudly display these hair wreaths in the parlor.
The parlor.
Yeah.
What did a wreath? Is it like circular, a wreath, like Christmas wreath?
Yeah,
like...
only it was made out of the deceased hair. That's just,
I don't know.
You know, it's just, I don't know.
Dying's a weird thing. So, so people do weird things. What are you going to do?
I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass?
I'm going to pass.
Not going to the funeral.
No,
huh?
I
pay your last respects.
No, all right. You know, I kind of like the baseball.
Nothing more fun to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Than go to a funeral.
An 1800s funeral at that. You know, that was another interesting thing. You know, during the Civil War, you know, they had lots of people, lots of casualties.
Yeah.
That, and this was before they learned how to embalm people. Yeah, so they had to put folks on ice. Again, it was a mess.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they just buried everyone right there.
Oh, they did, but those that, that were, like, impotent?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on ice?
They put them on ice, and they'd ship them back north or wherever they yeah, it was... So embalming didn't happen, I don't think, until after the Civil War. So if the people at Living History Farms aren't embalmed, it ain't going to smell good. Pass.
You're passing.
Yeah.
All right, suit yourself. Downtown Farmers Market this weekend.
Now, there you go.
October hours.
There you go. I like
That's more your style,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
The Des Moines Symphony Masterworks, Symphony and Sculpture. The Des Moines Symphony celebrates the 10th anniversary of a cultural landmark with Symphony and Sculpture.
Symphony and Sculpture. Mm-hmm. Is this where they take like a musical journey through Gateway Park?
I think so.
I think it is.
Yep.
I think it is.
Should be interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
you've been to the symphony lately?
I haven't, but I know Joseph Giunta is the maestro.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful
legend.
Guy. His family is
Local
wonderful
legend.
People. Wonderful people. Yeah. And a legend.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cool. We're so fortunate to have him.
Mm-hmm. That thing about the pops. Unbelievable.
It's great. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Isn't it? And besides that, what a great name.
Pops?
Joseph Giunta.
Oh.
I mean, you know, that, yeah.
Yeah.
It just says everything.
Amen. All right, next week, Caucus Iowa Journey to the Presidency.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Watch a screening of the Iowa Public Television documentary, Caucus Iowa Journey to the Presidency, which showcases a political rite of passage in Iowa. Is there an election going on?
No.
This is the State Historical Museum downtown. There's going to be a, you know, they had this documentary made. And
yeah, just this last week,
yeah,
they had a primary election in Urbandale.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 6% of the people voted.
Less than 6%.
Yeah, it's horrible.
They didn't even get to sales tax.
Mm-hmm. What?
What's sales tax? 6%?
I don't know. 7 now.
7 now.
7 now because, yeah, they added a penny. That passed.
Fell short.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Taste of Altoona Tuesday
there
night.
There you go. Now, Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night in Altoona.
Tuesday.
Now, in Altoona, where is this being held?
Prairie Meadows. 5 to 7.
Of course.
At the event center there, or whatever, you know, whatever they call it. The big rooms.
You know, lots of people don't know this about Prairie Meadows.
Yeah.
But the employees that are there are all unionized.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just drop that. I mean, just
all of them?
Yeah.
Jockeys?
So. I don't know. I know those
not
staff.
Employed by Prairie Meadows.
Probably not. They're independent. I don't know what they are. But yeah, the staff, the waitresses and waiters and the cooks and, everybody. I think. So I was told.
We can't just drop that and then throw in, I think.
Well, United Food and Commercial Workers Union. I think it's you. Yeah, I think. Ask,
okay.
Or is it Ask Me? Could be Ask Me. I don't know.
Let's go Bucks.
Bucks.
Thursday.
Drop the puck.
Yep. 7 p.m. Puck drops at Actually, oh, I'm sorry. It's usually 7 p.m. It's 6:35 for this one. Lincoln Stars, yeah. Early start, Thursday. Chance to see a game during the week.
From Lincoln?
Yeah.
Nebraska?
Yep.
We hate them.
Hate them. Wednesday, I mean, almost missed this one. The hip-hop group Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be at Woolies.
Speaking
taking back to the 90s.
Yeah, there you go.
What were you going to say?
Speaking of thugs,
yeah.
Our daughter has a doormat
mm-hmm.
with flowers on it and all kinds of things, uh-huh. and it says Thug Life. Sense of humor. Huh?
So, what's your doormat say?
I don't know.
I don't think I have one.
Oh.
I need to get one.
Our doormat says nothing. Oh, no, there's a bicycle on it.
Hmm.
Yes, I believe.
What's that mean?
I do, because bicycles.
It's like a riddle.
We have a lot of bicycles.
You wouldn't take the bike through the...
Front door?
Front door.
Oh, yeah, we do all the time. We store our bicycles in the house.
But it's a message to guests.
Yeah, right.
So
bike on in.
Bike, come on. I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else you want to hear about? How about... Oh, Riverview Artist Salon 18.
Riverview Artist Salon 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. No.
Well, I wanted to come back to the thugs.
Okay.
Just for a minute. So where are they performing? Woolies, did you say?
Yeah, Woolies.
All right.
Downtown East Village.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, should be good. I mean, that's a big name from the 90s.
Is it?
Big name rap group, yeah. I mean, they were big, yeah. So, you don't know.
We love them.
Mainframe Studios.
Yes.
So good this day. Is, you know, they have
weekly
things. This Thursday, Riverview Artist Salon 18. The theme is secrets, and the vibe is mystical. It includes spoken word, community outreach, and creative showcases.
Nice.
Crystal Stone, Laurel Hickman, Mia Farrow, and Anna LaVera.
Mia Farrow.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming here?
That's right.
What?
That's what it says. I don't know if it's the Mia Farrow or
the other
another
Mia
one. But so that should be good.
Where's this happening at?
This is the Mainframe Studios. Yep. And that's a wrap. That's all we got.
Wow. All right.
What do you think? How'd we do?
I think we did pretty good.
What's your choice?
It's not the dead people.
Okay, cross it off.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that. The hockey game sounds because I hate Lincoln. So that could be it. And the Bucks.
Just go to
the
Boo.
Yeah. Bucks. You know,
or maybe the Covered Bridge Stars. Festival.
You know, that would be a pleasing, low-key, wonderful event for the entire family.
Yeah. I'm going to the funeral.
Ask about the hair wreath. Yeah, just make sure you ask. All right, that's Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, talking about stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. That concludes another exciting week here on the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each week, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. Exclusively for the Business News Hour. For those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.